BJ and Jamie.
I saw something that you posted, which said, like, we're all going to die today of heart attacks and stuff.
Yeah.
That is a shame.
I think heart attacks go up like 25% with daylight savings.
Car crashes.
Yeah,
I guess
all that stuff comes into play. I never really buy into it because I've never really seen the stats on it, but I guess you don't have to convince me.
Well, if I crash today, I'll be like, oh my God, it was a time change.
Well, you almost were fatality this morning. Jamie's on her way in this morning. And to our surprise this morning, I get here, I don't know, maybe 30, 40 minutes early, earlier than Jamie does. And I-25, coming up I-25 North, Bellevue was closed. Now, I saw the lights up there and was cautious, and here you come barreling through this morning. You almost had an accident.
I did. And you know what's funny is that you're so, your brain is so trained about orange cones, that you think that you should swerve out of the way of them instead of just taking them. So I had, literally, wait.
You are supposed to swerve out of the way.
Not when there's another car. Not when there's another car coming up on you at 100. So, there, all of a sudden, the way they blocked it off should be illegal by CDOT. And let me just put that out there
right
now.
It's quick.
It is stupid.
I mean, at the very top of the ramp. Imagine this.
You're already down the ramp. Yeah.
You can take any ramp there is in the metro, okay? You have a lane over here for an exit ramp, and that thing's wide open. It's not closed at all. It doesn't close until you get to the exit sign. I mean, the literal sign with the arrow.
Where you're starting to go downhill.
Yeah. That's where the truck's parked with the lights flashing.
Exactly. It's
so
crazy.
You're already over there doing 75 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you realize, which it's never closed, all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, that truck's not going anywhere.
No, it's stopped.
It's there.
Yeah. And so
I got to move.
I was like, oh, crap, I'm stopping, but I'm going too fast to stop. So there's two orange cones in front of me and then the workers, which I could have taken out, or there's a car coming up on my left side at 100 miles per hour. So I'm like, well, if I go ahead and take these cones, at least I'll, you know, that all that will happen is the cones. That undercarriage damage will happen. That's it. But if I go back into the lane that I need to get into, I'm going to wipe out everyone.
Like, you're going to cause
maybe
a 6-car pileup.
But your brain actually has to take a second to go, you shouldn't hit those cones. You should take the crash. So all of a sudden, you guys, two cones under my car. Wedged under my car. And now I'm driving around with two cones wedged under my car.
Man, I wish they would have stayed under your car.
Yeah.
So when you got to work, I know they fell off somewhere between there and here. Yeah. I wish you would have, because I want a couple.
I have a couple.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I need a couple in case I want to put them out, you know, in front of my house in case the kid's playing or
something.
That's
what I do with them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I need a couple.
What you do is you go to Home Depot and you can buy them.
I don't want to do that. Those are cheap.
No, they have the big, sturdy ones.
They have the ones you see on the freeway?
Yeah, they have the real deal.
Maybe I will have to do that.
So when my kid was little, we bought the two orange cones. They're heavy, too. You have to use both arms to hold them.
I thought they had, like, the little soccer, you know, you see at a soccer field.
Yeah, they have those, too.
That's what I thought it was.
They have the industrial heavy kind.
Oh,
two-arm cones.
Home Depot, here I come.
So he was, like, 6. We got 2 of those, and we got caution, slippery when wet sign.
Oh, I got to get some of that.
I'm like, buddy, why do we want one of these? He's like, he was little. I don't know, Mom, it'd be fun to set this out in our living room. So we have
wait a minute. He's 12.
No, now he was 5 or 6 then.
No, whoa. My point is, he's now 12. Why don't you bring me the cones and the slippery when wet? I can use that. Well, right. I'll buy them from you, okay?
Right.
Why don't I just buy them from you?
$100.
I'm not paying you $100. How much are those cones?
Those cones are expensive.
Bucks? No.
Yes.
$100.
I'll give you 2 cones and a slippery when wet sign for $100.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.